those of us who had meetings over the weeks and months to organise doing this thought it would be good to have something at the end that closes it off and provides like a nice follow on, like gives us some questions and some thoughts and ideas and stuff. So before we get into that, Ben's just going to mention a couple of practical things.
Yeah, there's a few opportunities for you guys to get involved a little more. There's some washing up to be done over there. Sheffield Animal Friends have done a really, really lovely job of putting food in our bellies now.
Yeah!
I'm sure they'd appreciate the little hand of washing up. There's also a bit of tidying up to do tomorrow if anyone's free at about 11 o'clock. A nice, easy, slow start to the day. We're going to all meet up here, bring some food to share, and we're going to just do it a bit. There's not loads to do, just patting down a little bit. And finally, we're having a party tonight as well. Kind of follow up from this, but we'll sort of thing with some bands and some beer to be drunk up in the Red House, starting at 8 o'clock, which is in the not too distant future, and it's just up there. If anyone doesn't know, I'm sure there'll be some mass exhibitions that way that you can join in on. And we have to pay about 50 or 60 quid for the hire of this venue. So I'm going to be passing this around, but holding it, generally encouraging people to put some cheese down in there so that we can pay for it.
So just a conversation just now, well, a conversation I was having about what can come out of this. It was said, there's all this wave of stuff happening at the moment. I don't know, I don't feel that abreast of it. It feels like it's all quite sudden. There's occupations in city centres, and there's one even happening in about 20 minutes in Sheffield. Anyway, so today, and the kind of topics that have come up in all the workshops and discussions, like, very much fit into an attitude which I reckon is probably shared by everyone here, of recognising injustices and wrongs and negatives and whatever you want to, how you want to describe it, and also feeling a need for doing something. So maybe it makes sense to ask, if you came along here today, what did you get, what did you gain today that makes you feel more prepared to take action and more inspired or organised or aware to take action with other people? And secondly, what else could there have been that would have made you feel more prepared, more aware, more inspired to take action together? So I don't know if that sounds like a logical set of questions, and if we have to just go around the room, and obviously feel free to not say anything if you want, but if we go around, then maybe that gives people a bit of time to think about an answer, and also gives space for everyone to say something.
Yeah.
The fact that the ball got
nice and sharp,
so it's
made
me
feel ready to take action.
Do you want to circulate from there? Do you want to take it down to the right? Maybe it's quite an echoey room, might need to speak out, so yeah, shout out.
Thank you.
to have the opportunity to have some discussions with the
I've been here long, I've just been here an hour or so, but the thing that would make me do more activism is some sort of feeling of unity with people, that we're going to do something together.
I think for me, this kind of thing just acts as a really good example of kind of non-hierarchical community-type projects that we need to be seeing more of, and you know, I find that quite inspiring in itself. So.
I've enjoyed several workshops. I particularly thought the Cuts one with the panel speakers was really good, set the tone of moving forward politically. So that was really good. I think next time I start doing co-counseling, I'm going to bring a clowning workshop. It's a great way to get on and do stuff. And non-violent, cool things down, so maybe next time do that. More people, a bit more inspiring. Get our advertising out earlier.
I think we're good.
I've only been here an hour or so, but I'm really excited to come here to see so many people gathering in the group. And I think I'm really excited about the idea of people coming together and doing more social centres and mentioning more political and things like that. But I think one thing that maybe we could all need, and it'd be great to see encouragement, is sort of less focus on the more depressing sides of, say, like, you know, some political and capitalism structures and the thing, and aiming our activism and such at those kind of things, and more just embracing and appreciating the things that we do to just even just set aside from those sort of things and just be more positive about the things we do.
I just got here to kind of agree with that, but it's nice to be here.
I can talk from my experience, and since I was younger, I would say that everything is at some extent wrong in the world, and you sometimes get overwhelmed, depressed with all this negativity coming, so it's quite nice when you got to some place and you can share skills and put all this anxiety, all this energy in practice. So for me to belong to some activism and stuff or whatever would be less intellectual talk and more action. So I can focus my energy.
Before this year, I never really thought myself an anarchist. I didn't think about it because and so I didn't know what the word was. Over the past sort of year or so, I've been getting into it, and now this has sort of confirmed what I've been thinking, the things I've been going over in my head for the past sort of year. It's good to bring them together again, you know, and well, sort of focus out on those other people which share the same kind of goal.
I want to echo some of the positive that you had over there. I mean, there are loads of places where we normally get together just to hang out, have a chat, or whatever, that depend in some way on exploitation somewhere down the line. And it can kind of get you down a little bit when you start spotting it. Just having places like this where we can get together on a hierarchy and power structures. People can give what they have to give and listens and respects each other. It just seems like, place where we normally hang out, rather than the
I just want to beat that horse again and mention this protest that's going to be taking place at 6 p.m. and that's going to be in solidarity with basically pretty much every other protest in the world today. And I think it would be great if people join this, because honestly, if there are a lot of people throughout the world and even throughout Sheffield who engage in this sort of protest and in support of the people who are occupying Wall Street right now, then people who are in the mainstream might actually be attracted to this sort of movement. It might increase awareness a lot more than being in a warehouse and sharing our ideas, as beneficial as this is. So yeah, 6 p.m. in front of the town hall. Really?
Yeah. If you run.
Well, you know, I had a great day. Yeah, good information for me. Yeah, great, great workshop in the afternoon. So,
sorry,
it's all right.
Sorry about this.
Yeah, it's been a great day. Good to sort of hear about explanations of all sorts of stuff that's going on. Would have liked to have heard more about positive stuff that's happening as well, because I think that there's definitely something that can be drawn from.
I've really enjoyed seeing friends again and think it's really nice to see lots of different groups of people from different organisations and different groups coming together, because we have probably got more in common than our differences, and we have much more potential if we work together than if we all squabble over political differences. Yeah.
What do you say after that? I just want to say thank you to everyone who organised this and the chefs and that. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do a squatting workshop, and I really enjoyed that in the talk about the UK and cuts as well. So yeah, I feel very positive about it.
I'm glad to see the difference between squattings in different countries. I really enjoyed the movie this morning or afternoon ago. Feminism and the rise of Joel Pump.
I've really enjoyed this, the free school this year. I think for me, what like struck me the most is just how we don't need experts and people with loads of qualifications to tell us how to do things. And it's like just such a relief to like not be in that space where it's like, oh, you need to have this sort of box ticked or that piece of paper. It's just more like ordinary people just sharing what they know and like creating a much, you know, sharing skills, and we're all benefiting from that. We're not competing with each other, we're cooperating with each other. So yeah, I think it's a really good.
I've only just arrived, so I can't really comment on the day, but I think seeing all these people here who want to be active and inspired to make changes is just really inspiring.
I've also just got here, but yeah, I agree, and I'm really annoyed that I missed the whole day. but
it all looks really good. I'm excited for the things that will come out of it, hopefully.
I think it's nice to see kids here of different ages.
I just got here, but I'm really looking forward to talking to some of you.
I like it here. We should all live together, so.
I'm very pleased to have come today and see quite a lot of people together, and thanks for caring and thanks for giving me company and fulfill my need for company and knowing that I'm not alone in these exciting moments of change and crisis, and I hope we will find our best solutions to bring something to this, and hopefully we'll have a very happy new 2012. And this should happen more often, not just once a year. Yeah. I say should.
Well, the idea behind this to have a permanent one, the ultimate idea of what we as the kind of organizing group is striving for that. But we need more energy for young people, so get involved.
Yeah. I'm just happy to be here to see a lot of interesting and motivated people in the same room together. And hopefully we can spread out.
Well, yeah, it's been my first time coming to any kind of spending association, more or less than others, but it's just been very enjoyable. It's been a very pleasant environment. It's quite good just to see what people can actually do, whether it takes some initiative.
Yeah, it's been lovely doing art. It's usually a free school, more people joining, lots of adults, lots of children. And I think it's a bit like what Lisa says, it's concentrating on commonalities rather than differences, supporting each other. The social centre for the school might only be once a year, but we support the TAA, we can support maybe our work desk and other local festivals, where we do grassroots stuff like this for ourselves. So, yeah, fantastic. Go and sneeze now. I've got a big cold.
Is there anyone else who joined the session who didn't get a chance to talk first time around who wants to say something now?
Yes, I came along today rather technical about the sort of programme, but I'm really very impressed with what's happening, and I certainly feel that seeing this space and so on, this has been very well organised, and I thank the people who've done all the work. Okay.
Anybody else? Did you get a chance to say something first time now?
This is like a project in Sheffield in macro and it's basically you come along and you get free fruit or free chutney. If you're interested in doing some harvest tomorrow, can I see me or any place we drive over there? You get free fruit and it's like really cool and we're all very nice. So that's just a little plug for us because we didn't have a chance to get us all busy.
What's that called again?
Abundance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you on River Cottage that one time?
Yeah.
So no one's got a closing speech prepared for this, I don't think, so it's going to have to end somehow. But,
I don't have a closing speech, no. It has been mentioned that the collective that put on this day and also the gig tonight are part of a collective that are trying to get a permanent space. And as has been said, we do need more people to get involved with that. And there is, you can join an email list, which is a fairly low traffic kind of just practical arrangement sort of list. There's also a website of Sheffield Social Centre on which any organising meetings are posted up. So if you want to come along to meetings, we generally meet upstairs in the Rutland, but we don't have any meeting schedule at the moment. But it will be on the website, and it'd be great if people came along to get involved, to be able to create spaces like this. And it's quite likely that as a collective we will be putting on other shorter term kind of spaces before we get to our ultimate goal of a permanent space, just because there's a need which needs to be met before the, you know, that space is obtained, which is probably going to take a bit of time. So, as I say, you can put your email in that address box. There we go. There's a little slip for you to do that.
It's just going to be over there.
Cool. And there's also, if you want to make any other comments or suggestions about it, that's cool. And if you're not doing anything tonight, then the gig at the Red House will hopefully be lots of fun. And there are four bands and DJs, and the money is going to the Sheffield Social Centre.
I just wanted to say, if there's somebody here to talk about the Lady Fest, because that's a similar kind of event, as I understand it, in about a month's time. So, events like that that are coming up, just to give a plug, will be on Sheffield Indymedia website or Alt Chef website. And if you don't know what those are, there's some leaflets on that table where I've read something about Alt Chef and Indymedia.
Is there somebody now who could just say something about the Lady Fest?
There was a little room. Yeah,
we're running
it next one.
Is it 12:13?
16. Yeah, it's it's just going to be similar to this kind of day of events. Lots of workshops, specifically really for women, but men have scope for men to get involved. Lots of discussions, some films.
With stuff in the evening and entertainment in the evening, and there are flyers.
Yeah. But we're trying to make this a year thing. We're going to be running fundraisers over next year and beyond, hopefully. Make it a permanent fixture. It's already a calendar on the Sheffield. We've got lots of stuff to do. Hopefully, it's all built together.
Would anybody who's here who's been involved in temporary autonomous art spaces be happy to just say a few words on those? Is there any plans?
Yeah, we're all here. Well, yeah. There's quite a few.
Okay, so would anyone want to speak?
Yeah, we haven't started planning the next one yet. We generally have the actual event in May, so it's going to probably start having meetings around early March or something like that. So
you're going to plug your website, Mike?
Yes, we also have a website I'm looking for more artists to put their artwork up on. People who have been involved in temporary tunnel starts as artists, and I'm including like musicians and filmmakers as artists when I say this, and poets and comedians and what have you. So if people want to have like a page on this collaborative art, if they could talk to me, it'd probably take about half an hour to explain how to set one up and get that going. So yeah. And
the
website address is asksheffield.org, which stands for Art and Soul Collective. Thank you for your prompting. Thank you. And which stands for Art and Soul Collective. Collective spelt with a K at the beginning to allow it to make the acronym ASK without us having to misspell ASK.
Before we finish, I'm getting a feeling like people are ready to get up and do stuff. Two practical things. One, can we have maybe like three people to help wash up after dinner? Or is that already done?
Time's been done, but yeah.
So before we finish up, if anyone's up for volunteering to do that now, that'd be great.
Please
make yourself known if you're up for doing that. I'm up to doing something. And also, if anyone's got a car or a van, the cooking equipment needs to be taken back in what, like, after it's washed up?
Yeah.
It needs to be taken back only up to Pittsmore, so not like, where are you going?
Yeah, or like Autumn.
Yeah, wage away just about a 10-minute drive. So if anyone's got a car able to do that, okay, nice one, thanks. Yeah, so I think what it meant to be said is thanks to everyone for coming along, because it was only as good as it was, however good it was, I don't know how good it was. It was only as good as it was because of everyone that came. So you know, it wouldn't have happened if there was only five of us in here all day. So it's like it's a result of everyone's presence that it's been what it has been. So thanks.
Well done.